Lacrosse is very popular in the eastern part of the United States. Similar to ice hockey and soccer, the object of the game is straightforward. Shoot the ball into the opponent's goal. The team scoring the most goals wins. Although the objective is simple, lacrosse is a fast-paced, high-impact sport that demands tremendous physical stamina. Matt Murphy and Patrick Mead play for Hobart College in New York State.
It was just a more active sport where you were constantly running, constantly involved in the action.
I know it looks like a pretty violent sport when you first see it.
The excitement has made what was once a game played primarily on the east coast of the United States and Canada into one of the fastest growing sports in high schools and colleges over the past 10 years. But it's a sport that was first played in the east hundreds of years ago among the Iroquois Indians.
The game that is played today professionally and at the college level is directly taken from this ancient Iroquois or Haudenosaunee game.
Tony Wonderly is a historian for the Oneida people, part of the Iroquois Confederacy. The Iroquois say the game was a gift from the Creator, intended as a way of resolving disputes. Marilyn John is an Oneida who still remembers the days when hundreds of her fellow tribesmen played lacrosse for 3 to 4 days at a time.
And so that's when lacrosse started. It became a game, a medicine game, to the point that where he said, you need to play this game and play it till your energy has run out, this hatred and the suffering that you're doing has run out. I mean, if there was a dispute between clans, get the game going and run it out till you're all exhausted and the feelings are gone.
The game was adopted by whites, first in Canada at the end of the 19th century. Since then, it has evolved into a high-tech sport that appeals to fans of extreme sports. Despite the startup costs for sticks, helmets, and other specialized equipment, it is no longer a sport for just a few. As the game has grown, it has been reintroduced to some Native American territories. Ron Patterson grew up in New York State. He says lacrosse is a part of the daily life in his native community, but it was not always that way.
There was no lacrosse here. There was nothing here. You didn't see the kids walking on the streets with lacrosse sticks. You didn't see the guys all playing lacrosse. Basically, it was a rundown Native American community.
Oneida historian Tony Wonderly says over the years, the marginalization of Native Americans in North America has led to the disappearance of much of their culture.
People had to hide their traditions away and not practice it openly because Iroquois culture and Iroquois people were literally under attack by the dominant people around them.
Poverty and the pressure for assimilation forced the Iroquois to give up many traditions, including lacrosse. But economic conditions in some Native territories have improved since the 1980s, and that has enabled Native American communities to have a stronger voice in maintaining old traditions.
So when we said we were going to try and bring back lacrosse in the community, a lot of parents came out and said, yes, we'd like to see that. We don't know how to do it, but we want to see it back here.
In this new community sports center, kids from the ages of 6 to 12 are once again playing a game their ancestors invented. Matt Kerwick is the head coach of the Hobart College lacrosse team.
I think that if we can get it out to people and just let them experience that and understand what it meant to the Native Americans who founded this country and who started the game many, many years ago, it's going to just grow leaps and bounds, and people are going to love the game as we have loved it on the East Coast and the Northeast for many, many years.
To recognize the origins of this increasingly popular game, the Iroquois now compete as a national team at the World Championships, which are held every 4 years. Millar Sega, VOA News.